Payang makiliw, talasan silanganan, alab ng puso sa dibdib mo'y buhay.
10-year-old Zofia Volkman opened the festival with a performance of a Philippine national anthem on stage in the high school's auditorium. High schooler Logan Merrill followed it up with a performance of the Star Spangled Banner on the violin. Then comes a round of speeches. The superintendent, both of Ketchikan's mayors, plus some other political figures, including featured guest speaker Congresswoman Mary Peltola.
I stand here today and say with great confidence that Filipino-Americans helped build Alaska. And they continue to build Alaska, from our hospitals to our factories, our armed forces, and to our real estate markets. To put it simply, the history of the Filipino-American experience in Alaska is the history of Alaska itself, and it should never be forgotten.
Peltola jokes about a friend of hers who was born and raised in the Tlingit village of Yakutat.
When they went to college at UCLA, they realized for the first time that adobo was not a Tlingit dish.
Out in the commons, political figures are all over the place. Lieutenant Governor candidates Heidi Dreiges and Jessica Cook, Lisa Murkowski, aide Sherrick Klein, and State House candidates Dan Ortez and Jeremy Bynum are out shaking hands ahead of the November 8th general election.
I love the fact that they're coming to our table, and that it, and truly our table, or you can see and smell the food.
Alma Parker helped put the event together. She says boosting voter engagement in the Filipino community is one of her goals as head of the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition's Sama Sama Tayo program.
That's how I propose this invite, is let you come to us as an opportunity to hear our voices in our own space around our own people versus us coming to you in a space that is community-wide.
Sama Sama Tayo is a grant-funded initiative that aims to improve health care for Filipinos in Ketchikan. And there are some booths you might expect from a health-focused program. Peace Health Ketchikan is offering blood pressure checks. The local public health office is running a vaccination clinic. Another nonprofit has a booth with resources for children with learning disabilities. But Parker says health isn't just about what shows up on a medical chart.
Health is mind, body, and soul. And our culture is part of that.
And it's around everywhere you look, even in the air, the smell of Filipino dishes like lumpia and adobo and pancit and more. Danielle Rodriguez is working one of the booths.
Cocina ni Mel, which means
Mel's kitchen.
Yeah, this is Mel.
Cocina ni Mel has been popular. We're not even midway through the festival and they've sold out a chicken adobo. Rodriguez says she's glad folks are enjoying the food.
We want to share our culture and our food with people, and I think food is like the best way to share that.
And take a bite of some sisig. It's deep-fried pork belly with garlic, onions, ginger, and a citrus fruit called calamansi.
Oh goodness, that is good.
But there's much more than food. There's Filipino trivia. There's blackout bingo. On one side of the commons, there's a rack hanging a few feet off the floor. It's decorated in red, white, blue, and yellow, the colors of the Philippines flag. It's strung up with streamers and candy. It's called a pabitin. It's kind of like a Filipino piñata, except instead of swinging a stick at a papier-mâché animal, you're jumping to grab hold of one of the goodies dangling from the structure. Children gather around.
Three, two, one, go!
On a balcony high above, a man jerks the pabitin up and down, and the kids grab for goodies. KRBD had a booth, too. We set up a mic with a list of questions, and we got a few takers.
Hi, my name is Frederick, and I'm 28 years old.
My name is Ryan McHale, and I am 27.
Hello, my name is Grant Echohawk, and I am a youthful 47.
Philam to me is being able to enjoy and share my Filipino culture in an open environment. I think it's important to celebrate heritage, to keep culture and tradition alive for future generations.
So it gives all of the rest of us that are not of Filipino descent an opportunity to learn about Filipino history, culture, foods.
I wish more people knew more about how and why our community is as diverse as it is, and sort of the history of that.
And one thing I wish more people knew is how delicious lumpia are.
Over at another booth, pediatrician Charlie Jose has a table with an array of photo prints.
So my booth here is a gallery of my photos that I took in the Philippines this summer.
Here's a photo with a dragon fruit orchard. Another features a bunch of bananas hanging outside his family's home.
If you've ever tasted a banana in the Philippines and you taste a banana in the U.S., it'll never be the same experience.
He says he's glad to have this space to celebrate Filipino history and culture, especially for younger people.
it's hard to reconnect with your roots in the Philippines if you've lived primarily here. And you also lose some of that culture when you immigrate. I'm an immigrant myself, and I know that I've lost some of my culture. So it's nice to reconnect in different ways, and this is the perfect opportunity to do that.
Ketchikan High School Phil-Am Club President Zarina Cabillo agrees.
The kids here don't really know anything about the culture because they grew up here, and having this festival is just really, really, really good for them, so they have an idea of what our childhood was.
She says she'd like to see more people learn the Filipino language, Tagalog, and become certified as translators. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.